Welcome to the Lenten Path, a St. Anthony podcast, where we journey together through the sacred season of Lent. Each episode will pause for a moment of reflection, diving into spiritual themes that inspire, challenge, and prepare our hearts for the joy of Easter. Whether you're seeking peace, renewal, or simply a deeper connection with your Catholic faith, this is the space to reflect, pray, and grow. Let us take this journey together, one day and one reflection at a time. Hi, welcome back. This is Mark, and in today's episode, we reflect on Jesus' quiet confidence that God the Father is always with him, even in the face of rejection and sacrifice. As we walk the Lenten path, we're invited to seek the same presence of God, especially in the way we love those around us. In the Gospel of John, we see Christ saying, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am, and that I do nothing on my own, but I say only what the Father taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, because I always do what is pleasing to him." There's a particular ache that comes with feeling alone. Not just the absence of people, but the deeper sense of feeling unseen, misunderstood, or disconnected. It can sneak in when we're hurt, or when we're trying to love someone who's difficult to love, or when we're seeking God and feel like we're met with silence. Yet, in today's reading, Jesus says something quite profound. "The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone." These words aren't spoken from a mountaintop of triumph. They come just before the road to the cross begins to steepen. And still, Jesus doesn't flinch. He trusts that the Father is near. And maybe, just maybe, that's where seeking God begins, not in having all of the answers, but in leaning into the presence of the one who does not leave us alone. If we're honest, loving our neighbor isn't always easy. It's easy to love people who like us, or people who are kind, or people who affirm us, but the neighbor Jesus speaks of, that includes the person who cut us off in traffic, the family member who won't forgive, the coworker who drains our joy. That's not my coworkers, but maybe others. Or the person we judge in silence. It's in these moments, those tiny, holy, frustrating moments, that the invitation to seek God becomes real. Because love of neighbor isn't just a nice idea. It's how we find God's presence living and active in the world. St. John of the Cross once wrote, "The virtuous soul that is alone without a master is like a long, lone burning coal. It will grow colder rather than hotter." In the Catholic faith, we are never meant to walk alone. From the earliest days of the Church, community has been at the heart of who we are, gathered around the Eucharist, united in prayer, and called to care for the one as members of the body of Christ. We need each other to lift one another in struggle, to celebrate in joy, to challenge one towards holiness, and to reflect the love of God made visible in relationship. Community isn't just a comfort, it's a calling. Loving our neighbor isn't always abstract. Lately, I've been feeling the weight of what that actually means, especially in today's political climate. It's easy to talk about love when it's safe and agreeable, but what about the people whose values offend us? Whose opinions frustrate us? What about the neighbor who votes differently, who speaks harshly, who shares things online that make our blood boil? I've been convicted lately because I know I'm called to love that neighbor too. Not just tolerate them, not just roll my eyes and move on, not just say, "That's crazy," but to truly love them, to see their dignity, even when we disagree. To remember that Christ didn't tell us to love the one who makes it easy. He told us to love everyone. And honestly, that's hard. But I believe that in choosing love over resentment, curiosity over condemnation, we don't just become more like Jesus. We start to heal the divisions in our own hearts. There's a reason why historically there were always great worries in America about Catholic political leaders. Our highest authority is not a political movement, but the mission Christ has given each and every one of us. And that love of neighbor extends beyond any border. If you're feeling weary today, if you're struggling to love someone or feeling distant from God, let Jesus' words be your anchor. "The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone. Let them echo in your heart when love feels inconvenient, when compassion feels costly, when you're tempted to pull away. He is with you still. Today, you're invited to seek God, not just in prayer or scripture, though those are sacred paths, but in the simple, the challenging, the sometimes messy act of loving the person right in front of you. I invite us to ask ourselves, who is our neighbor? Who have we overlooked? Who do we need to forgive? And where is love most difficult for me right now? Then ask God to meet you there, not with pressure, not with shame, but with presence. Because the promise Jesus gave us, that he has not left me alone, echoes forever. Let us close in prayer together in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. God of love, you sent your Son to show us how to live and how to love. Help us seek you in the faces around us, in the difficult, the different, the overlooked, and the hurting. When love feels hard, give us the strength to remain. Teach us to love as you have loved, and draw us close, not just to you, but to one another. Amen. Saint Anthony of Padua, pray for us.
Thanks for spending a few moments in reflection today. Until next time, stay faithful, stay hopeful, and keep seeking Christ in all things. God bless.